Vikings game plan continues. Welcome back. I'm Paul Allen with Mike Wobshall from Vikings.com. This is the Verizon winning formula. And the team definitely needs to get a victory today, as do the Carolina Panthers, both teams 1-3. Let's begin with the winning formula for the Minnesota Vikings with our defense.
It's early downs. This has not been a great rushing team this season, Paul, and normally Carolina is with the running backs that they have and with Cam Newton. But if the Vikings defense can stay on schedule on those early downs, force Carolina into some third and longs, that's where I think Brian Robinson, who we just signed to a contract extension, and Jared Allen, coming off 2.5 sack game, can really get after Cam Newton. This is a Carolina Panthers offense that's given up 15 sacks already, and they've given up 9 of them on third down. So if we can get them in third and longs, I think Jared Allen, Brian Robinson can tee off.
Cam Newton sacked 7 times last game against Arizona, and as Pete Bursett showed you in the Menards film room, you can blitz Carolina when it gets into a third and long situation to play off what Wobby said. Now, the Vikings offense versus a very stout Carolina defense.
Run the ball. I mean, all the talk this week has been about our quarterbacks, Christian Ponder in the ribs and Matt Cassel and signing Josh Freeman, but this offense is Adrian Peterson. It's running the ball, and Carolina can stop the run. But the thing is, the Vikings just have to stick with it because they're going to take what they can get with Jerome Simpson on some of those early downs. But Adrian Peterson, Jerome Felton, and this offensive line, the way they played against Pittsburgh, they're better than this Carolina defense as a whole. The front four is good, but the Vikings running game is better. They need to stick with the run because as the game wears on, Jerome Felton is going to wear this team out.
Any sense this could be a good Kyle Rudolph game?
It could be. You know, and again, the passing game for the Vikings, a lot of it is take what the defense gives you. If they're going to let Kyle Rudolph leak out into the flats or Jerome Felton even, yeah, you got to take some of that, especially on early downs, because that keeps you ahead of schedule, keeps you in manageable third downs. We want to get Carolina's offense in third and long so we can sack them. Conversely, we want to stay out of that so that our quarterbacks aren't pressured.
Now to the Verizon winning formula for the Vikings special team, specifically against Ted Ginn Jr., still an extremely good punt and kick returner.
I'm going to focus on our returners, specifically our punt returners. The bad news is Carolina touchbacks on 88% of their kickoffs. So wow. I don't know how big
Graham
of an
Gano.
Impact. Yeah, I don't know if Cordarrelle Patterson is going to have a huge impact. I think this is a chance for Marcus Sherrills to kind of turn some things around. Just 4 punt returns for Marcus Sherrills this season and 8 yards. We're averaging 2 yards per return. Good week for him to turn around because Carolina gives up 11 yards per punt return. So in a game that could be tightly contested and low scoring and field position means a lot,
yeah,
the punt return game for the Vikings might be an area where we can flip the field.
Looking for Matt Cassel to continue the luck and success he had in London at Wembley in beating Pittsburgh, and looking for the Minnesota Vikings to win 2 consecutive games and improve to 2-3. Mike Wobshall, Vikings.com. For all of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network and with Vikings Game Plan, I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.